Epoxy composite boats are winning. By Grace Ombre. There are many benefits of building boats of strong, lightweight epoxy composites. Let in number 8217. S look at how both custom and production sailboats are performing on the race circuits. Custom boats, Trader, and Andrews 70 built by Ake Limited in Tallinn, Estonia, won the 1993 Chicago to Mackinac and Port Huron to Mackinac offshore races on corrected time. In the 300-mile Chicago race on July 17, racers experienced mostly reaching conditions. The first boat to finish was WindQuest, a Reichel Pew 70. Renegade, another Andrews 70 built by Ake, was 20 minutes behind, with Trader 5 minutes behind her. Both WindQuest and Renegade owed Trader an hour and 10 minutes, giving Trader the corrected time win. Renegade and Trader both arrived in the United States just in time to get to Chicago to start the race, which was the first outing for both boats. Reaching and running conditions prevailed again in the Port Huron race the following weekend. The first 9 boats eclipsed the old record, elapsed time record, with WindQuest setting a new record of 26 hours, 41 minutes, and 1 second. The finish order for the first 3 boats was the same as it was for the Chicago race the week before. Again, Trader was the corrected time winner. Trader, an Andrews 70 built by Ake Limited in Tallinn, Estonia, tuning up on Lake St. Clair. Trader, owned by Fred Detweiler of Detroit, Michigan, and Renegade, owned by Ken Mead, also of Detroit, were constructed with Gaugen laminating epoxy, unidirectional S-glass, and PVC foam. Ake wet out all of the glass fabric in the hull, deck, and interior components with a Gaugen Model 892-60 impregnator. They employed vacuum bagging techniques to laminate the hulls of the boats over a male mold and the deck of each boat into a female mold. The resulting hulls and decks were just a few pounds under their designed weight. This lightness can be attributed to the accuracy of fiber, resin ratios possible with an impregnator and vacuum bagging technology. To further save weight, Ake also produced the interior components using vacuum bagged panels and shapes. Ron and Steve Sisson, of Holland, Mich, built a new boat with one goal in mind: winning the 1993 MORC International Regatta in Sandusky, Ohio. Their new yacht, Zoo 3, is a Nelson Merrick 30 meters built at West Ease Yacht Services in Holland, Mich. The boat, completed just 2 weeks before the regatta, was very fast out of the box and won that event with relative ease. In this 5-race regatta, Zoo 3 finished first overall by 13 points and first in class by 11.5 points. West Ease used Gaugen laminating epoxy, now ProSet epoxy and #8211. Ed. Unidirectional S-glass, and PVC foam core for the boat. They wet out all of the glass with a Gaugen Model 892-34 impregnator and vacuum bagged the hull, deck, and all interior components. The result was a light, stiff, high-quality boat which West Ease completed in only 16 weeks. Rage. A new Tom Wiley 70 was first on corrected time in the semi-annual Transpac race. Built and owned by Steve Rander of Schooner Creek Boat Works, Rage was also first to finish and second on corrected time in the Swiftsure race. Schooner Creek, in Portland, Oregon, built this ultralight sled using wood veneers over a Kledgecell foam core. Longitudinal battens stiffen the hull, and all interior accommodations are bonded in to contribute strength to the hull and deck structure. They used West System epoxy products for all bonding and laminating operations on the project. Steve has been using this unusual technique for building ultralight boats for almost 15 years. Aurora, a Bill Tripp 55 built at Brooklyn Boatyard in Brooklyn, Maine, has been having a stellar season. This yacht has placed in nearly every regatta entered. It was second in class in the Newport to Bermuda race and has just won IMSA, International Measurement System Class A, and IMS overall in the Fastnet race. Unfortunately, they were disqualified for a starting line infraction. Aurora and number 8217. S construction combines the advantages of some of the best technologies available. The hull is constructed of laminated veneers over a foam core, with S-glass and Kevlar skins. The deck is Divinicell foam with S-glass and Kevlar skins. The wood veneers were wet out with West System epoxy, and the synthetic fiber skins were laminated with GL epoxy. Production boats. Carroll Marine in Bristol, Rhode Island is producing a couple of very fast IMS racers with the Gaugen laminating epoxy. Now Pro Set and #8211, ED. They are building the Nelson, Merrick 43, and the FAR 36. Three of the Nelson, Merrick 43s are now sailing, and a fourth is under construction. 12 FAR 36s are now sailing, and several more are scheduled for construction. The FAR 36 has just been chosen as the RORC, Royal Offshore Racing Club, one design for the Admiral and number 8217, S Cup, so Barry Carroll is hoping he will get orders for quite a number of them. Both of these designs are piling up very impressive race records. The FAR 36 Pigs in Space was first in class, and second overall in the Chicago to Mackinac race. The boat, owned by David Clark of New Jersey, is traveling all over the United States and is one of the top boats wherever he goes. He was first on handicap in the Around Long Island race, and was third in class at Block Island Race Week. Sea Spray, a Nelson, Merrick 43, performed very well in the Port Huron to Mackinac race. The boat, owned by Cheryl Cameron of Detroit, Michigan, was second in Class B, beating all of the IOR, International Offshore Rule, 50s on handicap. The boat seems particularly fast in light air upwind. Sea Spray is currently leading its class on Lake St. Clair for the summer series. Wired, the Nelson, Merrick 43, winner of the 1993 New England's PHRF Championship Regatta, sailing on Narragansett Bay. Wired, hull number one of the Nelson, Merrick 43 is having a very good season as well. They won the New England PHRF, Performance Handicap Racing Federation, Championship Regatta at the end of August, and have been tough to beat all season long. Bullseye, an NM43 owned by Bob Garvey of San Francisco, was first in IMSA at Long Beach Race Week in Long Beach, California. He too is having a winning season in local handicap racing. The hulls and decks of both the Nelson, Merrick 43 and the FAR 36 are vacuum-bagged epoxy composite laminates. The laminates are a combination of GL, Now Pro Set and #8211, ED. Epoxy, balsa and foam cores, and e-glass, or Kevlar skins. The boats are built in female molds to speed production. The long open laminating time of GL laminating resin and hardener combination allows the entire hull laminate to be done in only one laminating session for the FAR 36, and two sessions for the Nelson, Merrick 43. The Gaugen 32 catamaran has continued its winning ways in multi-hull classes around the country. Jan and Patty Gaugen sailed their boat, Pocket Rocket, to first to finish honors in the annual Lake Huron Double-Handed Challenge. They finished second the following weekend in the Port Huron to Alpena race on Lake Huron. Meade Gaugen, sailing his Gaugen 32 Janet C, was first to finish in the Port Huron to Alpena race. Both of these events are approximately 200 miles up Lake Huron. Jan finished third on handicap in the Buzzards Bay Regatta against some of the top multihulls in the country, including several Formula 40 catamarans and trimarans.